Hello, hello, and welcome back to Mondays with Allie Mae. This episode is called The Model. Okay, everyone, I've been super excited to talk to you guys about this subject, but I wanted to get myself a little bit more familiar with podcasting before I ever hit this topic, and so I'm super excited. Throughout this podcast, you'll learn a little bit about the coaching model and what coaching is all about, and maybe even get some tips for coaching yourself. The model's role is to create awareness around a specific thought that you're having. It's there to allow you to examine why you are acting the way that you are, why you are feeling the way that you are. Let me teach you a little bit about this today. There's five parts. There's C, T, F, A, and R. So C is circumstance. The thing about our circumstance is that they are facts. They need to be factually proven. It can be something like, I am a student, or I have a mother-in-law. Whatever the circumstance it is for you, it has to be a fact that everyone in the world could agree upon. Oftentimes we want our circumstance to be something like, so-and-so said something to me because they hate me. It's not a circumstance because probably not everyone in the world would agree that that person hates you. So what can't be there is any kind of emotions, any thoughts, any feelings, anything like that. It's just boring, plain facts that can be agreed upon by everyone. So knowing this, it allows us to realize that our circumstances really are not as much as we make them up to be. Our brains love drama. I say this all the time. Our brains love drama. They love to be creating all sorts of ideas. And that comes from the various parts of our lives that we are living. So that's the C, circumstance. The T of the model is thoughts. Now, this is what I mean when our brains love to create drama. For example, I'm a student, and let's say that I got a B on an exam. Now, depending on who, you might have different thoughts, or I might have different thoughts about this specific grade. For example, I could think, oh my goodness, that was amazing. I did so good. I could also think, I am the worst student ever. What you might notice about these is that these thoughts are not facts. I am not the best student ever. I'm not the worst student ever. I'm probably somewhere in between. But our brains love to create drama. My brain is very extremist, and so I'm always thinking in terms of best and worst. Our brains create these thoughts to help us make judgments, protect us, help us. And so these thoughts that we create aren't necessarily detrimental. They're not necessarily helpful either. They're just kind of there. But our thoughts have a lot to do with what we produce in our lives. F stands for feelings. So we had circumstance, thought, feelings. And so our feelings are not created by what others say to us. They're not created when someone insults us. They cannot make us feel bad. They cannot make us feel frustrated. Someone else's actions cannot make you feel a certain way. It's just not possible. What creates those feelings is how we mentally interpret it, and those thoughts that we have about the thing that someone said to us is what makes the feeling occur. Which is hard because growing up, somebody might have said something rude to us, and an adult would say something like, oh, did so-and-so hurt your feelings? When in reality, it's not the other person that hurt our feelings, but it's our thoughts that create the emotions that we experience. And so once we can realize that our thoughts have control over our feelings, that's when we start to achieve the goals we seek for in life, because we can know what feelings we want, and we can start to think things that produce those kinds of feelings. Let me tell you a story. So this morning, I was in kind of a bad mood. And I came home, and our house was a mess. And I thought to myself, oh, I can't do this today. I was like super frustrated, but I wanted a clean house. So I got to cleaning, but the whole time I was just like, oh, I'm so mad that I have to do this. Like, I haven't even been home hardly at all. Why can't my roommates just clean up after themselves? It's so annoying. But I sat down to eat some lunch, and a notification popped up on my phone. And I looked at it, and I thought, what a good day. And I kid you not, I felt the, like, composition of, like, mentality I was having change. Like, the feelings in my body changed because of that thought. What a great day. But let me tell you what I saw. The notification that popped up was a free 10-piece chicken nugget this week at McDonald's. And so I thought, oh, what a good day. And from then on, I was having a fine day. Whereas before, I just had so many terrible thoughts about my roommates, about our dirty house, that were just making me frustrated and making me act cold towards my roommates. Instead of being kind to them, I was very short. But I noticed that once I thought to myself, what a great day, I felt good. So that's kind of a silly example of how the way we think about our circumstances creates feelings. And so what's interesting is that our feelings then drive our actions. So because I was thinking thoughts that were negative towards them, I was feeling frustrated, that made me very short. My actions were a testament of how I was feeling. I don't care what anybody says. Our feelings always match our actions. We can't fake that. It's not possible. Whatever we're feeling is going to portray itself in actions. And even if we think we're faking it, there's always a hint of it somehow that is a testament of our feelings. And so that's why it's so important to think the right thoughts, is because our thoughts drive our feelings, which drive our actions. If we're thinking thoughts that are unmotivating, we're not going to do very much because we're very unmotivated. If we're thinking thoughts like, I can handle this hard day today, we're going to feel like a boss and we're going to feel very motivated and get some stuff done. It's all about our thoughts being the root. Actions are the fourth part of the model. It's the A line. So we have circumstance, thought, feeling, action. And again, these actions are a testament to how we are feeling. They're a testament to our thoughts. They don't just come willy-nilly or by random, but we get to choose what we think. That creates a feeling. That feeling drives an action. And finally, our actions are what gets us to a result in our lives. So when we set goals, it's so important to believe in and have a desire to achieve those goals, because the thoughts about achieving our goals create a feeling that's motivating, which produces an action, and then we get the result we want. In the opposite sphere, if we are thinking something negative and unmotivating, we might feel frustrated or confused or unmotivated, and then we don't do much. We might find ourselves scrolling through Instagram, buffering with food, not exercising, things like that. And then as a result, we are proving that our thought is true by thinking, I'm never going to lose weight. We're not going to feel very motivated. We're not going to take action. We're not going to go to the gym. And as a result, we're proving our thought is true that we are not going to lose weight. We're not losing weight. So that last one that I just talked about, the result is the fifth part of the model, the R. So circumstance, we have thoughts about a circumstance. Thoughts create feelings. Feelings drive actions. Actions produce results. So now I want you to think about a circumstance that you have in your life. And you have to make it factual. Remember, it has to be something that everyone can agree upon. then I want you to think about a thought that you're having about that. And really take a deep look inside when you think those words, how you feel. Write that feeling down in that third line. Then figure out, okay, when I'm thinking this, for example, when I'm thinking I'm a bad student, my feeling is very unmotivated and I don't do my homework. I don't put forth the effort. And as a result, I am not being a good student. So do you see how the result is a testament of our thought? And that's how the model works. And all the model does is help us to create awareness of where we are at with our thoughts when we're not achieving the things we want to. So once you've figured out where you are with that unintentional random thought model, then figure out, okay, where do I actually want to be? Like, what's the result I want? And work backwards. What do I need to do to get that result? How do I need to feel to get that action in my life? And lastly, what do I need to think to feel that way? But notice something. Your circumstance doesn't change. You're still a student. You're still living with roommates. You're still married to the same person. Whatever that circumstance looks like for you, it never changes in the model, but our thoughts are the things that change. And so next time you think that a specific circumstance is ruining you, or your circumstances are making you unhappy, like thinking, oh, my marriage is making me unhappy, examine your thoughts. Your circumstances, I'm married to this person. Now what are your thoughts? And go through and figure out what it is that you need to do to produce the results you want in your life. And that's when you can get happy. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you have a fabulous week.